What went wrong? He asked. Maybe the canister hit the guy in the forehead and cold-cocked him, Cage suggested. He took a flashlight from his belt and looked into the darkness. Then he stepped into the cave before Clooney could stop him. Nobody here but us shadows, he called out. Carlin drew the Colt and swung into the cave mouth, followed by Clooney. Cage scanned the area, but the cave was indeed empty. Where did he go? We both heard the shot. This guy is doing a great impression of a ghost, Clooney said nervously. Carlin borrowed the light from Cage, and he too scanned the cave. How could he fire a shot and get away so quickly? Clooney asked again. The shot was fired after he left the cave, Carlin said, a big grin crossing his face. Come on, Mackenzie, Clooney said angrily. You know that shot was fired in the cave. You were there. Here, Carlin said, tossing the brass end of a burned cartridge to Clooney. The fire fired the shot after Corbett left. We didn't go near the cave for 10 minutes after the shot went off, and it gave him the time to get away. He couldn't get away. We have him circled, the sergeant said. He couldn't get out without being seen. The circle was broken, and it gave Corbett the slot he needed to escape, Carlin answered. When Cage was called from his post, the gap was doubled in size. Corbett got away with no problem. Clooney knew Carlin was right, and his anger blossomed. He had done all the right things and lost the round. Carlin's explanation was the only logical one, and it served to show that Carlin's understanding of the enemy was superior to his own. Okay, what now, Sherlock? Clooney said, disheartened. Well, I suggest we pick up Corbett's trail. We know where he broke through, and we follow him. We'll have to take our time, though. You can bet there are more man traps or an ambush waiting.